South Korea is Wisconsin's 11th largest export destination. The deal allows the Badger State to expand most of its export offerings duty-free, which means without fees and taxes added onto the products. Laura Klenke is the Vice President of International Business Development at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She says a tremendous burden has been lifted.
A lot, especially in the agricultural side, a lot of our products were facing a tax or a tariff upwards of 100% off the commercial value of the product. So once our product got into, if we could get it into the market, we were cost right out when it was very cost prohibitive.
In 2011, Wisconsin exported $42 million worth of products to Korea. That is up 17% from 2010. Klenke says with the free trade agreement in place, 2012 should see double-digit growth as well. She says agriculture could see the biggest bump up in potential business.
Mainly because South Korea is very dependent on agricultural imports. They have a growing, aging population. Their farming land is decreasing. Domestic output is decreasing.
Not everyone is thrilled with the new agreement. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau, along with the American Farm Bureau, says the agreement could, among other things, lead to the loss of 159,000 American jobs and increase the U.S. trade deficit by $16 billion over the next 7 years. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.